now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off. I got you. Yeah, if you're feeling like a pimp, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Crazy baby, don't forget that boy told you kid. Turn up your shoulders. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force, trying to hustle some things that go with the posh. Feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the rip him across. The ladies, they love me from the bleachers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Money Talks. This is your host, Money Sue Herringbone. And I'll tell you what, guys, we got a big surprise for you tonight. All you men out there, you know when your lady's away, then it's time to play. Well, that's an understatement for tonight's show, because I am joined by my special co-host tonight. And I'm not even going to say co-host, because I'm going to let him do his thing. The legend, one of the legends of Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Terrell the Truth Johnson. Terrell, how are we?
What? Hold on, you know how we do it. Before we start, can you motherfuckers out there hear us? Can you hear us? That's what I want to know first. Can you hear us? Because Blog Talk be tripping sometimes. So if you can hear us,
we got a lot of guests out there. Tell them to identify themselves.
We'll get there in a minute. Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the flagship show of the Back of Base Network. Right now, I guess, this is Money Talk with Susie's normally on here, but I'm here right now. So that means we definitely getting ignorant tonight. I will try my best not to step on my man's toes over here, but you know me. I'm cocky. I'm arrogant. I'm the motherfucking truth. So we're going to get it in. Now, that being said, I'm going to let Sue do what he normally does, because I got some shit on my mind that I will get off later and throughout the show. And you guys can say whatever the fuck you want, but I ain't scared of none of y'all bitches. So whatever. Anyway, Sue, get it going, brother.
Well, you know what? I've learned a few things on this radio, doing this radio for the short time that I've been doing it. And if you don't mind, which I'm sure you won't, I really don't have much to say tonight. So I'm kind of going to go with the flow. We'll take some callers if they want to. But I'm kind of going to let you do your thing and say your thing. I do want to get one thing to the people out there real quick. I did capture the RAWF Triple Crown title. And so that means I am one title away from the cycle. And RAWF, I don't think it's been done before. The challenge has already been made. I'm going to do it one more time here real quick. Yeti, I'm in the top 25 high. I would hope you're man enough to give me a shot at that world title so I can complete that cycle. If not, I understand. I'll be at that two spot or one spot really soon. So that's all I really want to say on my end tonight, business-wise. So, Truth, go ahead and do your thing, man. What's going on?
You know, man, fuck it, I'm ignorant, so I'm just going to get into it. Everybody knows here at BQDB, we're family. Sometimes we don't like each other. A lot of times we don't like each other. Judgment gets on my motherfucking nerves. But, we're still family. I can punch my brother in the face and wake him and scrap and all that kind of stuff, but you can't. I can talk shit about my boss, but you can't. So being in that... situation here, I have to say something to somebody I have a lot of respect for. But when you're fucking up, I have to say it. And I hope you're one of the guests out there. Mr. Hollywood Brick Brutal, you're fucking up. Let's not bite the hand that fed you for so long. Let's not burn bridges. Let's not get on the feed saying, hey, I survived last night, and then later on saying, I moved on. No, the fuck you haven't, because you wouldn't have put on the feed that you survived if you moved the fuck on. That's childish bullshit. Shut the fuck up, or man the fuck up. Now, being that I am Truth, you can come on here and say whatever you want to say. Anything. Just understand that I'm on the other end, so you're going to catch a beatdown. Because the one person... that any of you out there, I don't care who you are, the one person you are not going to screw with is the person that has made this possible for all of us on B2B that is paying for the radio network and all this kind of stuff. You're not going to do that. So I will be quiet for a minute so all you tattletale motherfuckers out there can go get HRB and tell them that Truth is talking shit about it. So go ahead and do that, and I'll wait. Other than that, Sue, you know what I'm getting tired of?
What's that, buddy?
I'm getting tired of all this fucking RAWF shit. RAWF this, RAWF that. I won this title on RAWF. I won that. Like, there's no other companies in motherfucking Unstoppable. I'm just kidding. Fuck it. The reason we talk about RAWF so much is because it's the most kick-ass company out there right now. Just saying.
Absolutely.
You can think
and
it's
also,
not.
And also, you know,
go ahead,
with that being said, anyone can come in. You can plug your company. You know, I am a we're all in here in RAWF. But hey, Colin, you can talk about any company. Well, that's okay. Come in, plug your company.
You know, if one of you guys think that your company is better than RAWF, or that your company deserves just as much pub as RAWF gets, call in and tell me why. I'll give everybody pub out here. Everybody can get a little bit of pop. Everybody can. And I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, your company sucks, fuck you, da-da-da-da. If you can tell me why your company is great, come on here. And guess what? I got two open company slots. I will come over there, and I will experience for myself. Now, if the company sucks, I'm going to come back on the air and tell you why it sucks. Because you know here at B2B, we do not. Yeah, but you know here at B2B, we do not fuck around. We don't. I know I co-host at a bunch of different radio stations. No, we co-host at a bunch of different radio stations. I know I do anyway. And, you know, I give love to anybody that has the balls to get on this air and host the show. Anybody. But I know where home is, and this is home. So, people, look, I am co-hosting a show right now. Don't message me because I'm just going to fucking ignore you. Say it in the chat or don't say it at all. And if you want me, oh, okay, I see that in the chat. If you want me to add you, or me or Sue to add you to this call, hit me with your Skype email, and I'll go ahead and send you an invite to the call.
Absolutely. Truth can do that because he's a little more savvy right now. My Sue over here is still learning the trades of all that. But one thing I want to say that you touched on a few minutes ago, a few minutes ago there, Truth, is there is plenty of tattletales out there. So, you know, when you say something, I know there's a lot of closet fans out there listening to this show. So they're going to go, and they're going to go run back. So, Rick Brutal, I know you listen to this show. The invitation's out, man. You're welcome to call in. You'll be treated fairly. You'll be able to speak your mind, speak your piece. But you're going to get it back, as the truth said. So, open invitation. As I said on week one of this show, I have several enemies. You're always welcome to call in here, get it off your chest. We can discuss it man to man on the radio, but it's not going to be any of the one sided stuff. You're going to get a rebuttal. So.
Oh, and you know, other than our motto here, and other we got two models here at B2B. First, we're unfuckwittable. That's just the first model. Second, we don't mute or boot. So bring it.
That's
right. Bring it. Other than that, I haven't been on air with you since the last time we got into a dust up on air not too long ago, which was fun as hell, by the way. I appreciate you sparring with me. That was great. But I haven't talked to you in a minute, brother, other than you winning titles in RAWF. What the fuck else is going on?
Not a whole lot, man. I tell you, winning some titles in RAWF, hanging out, living the dream. My manager's doing his work, raising my two young kids, and coming to the game to escape a little bit, man. I enjoy this radio show. So, you know, it's just a crazy time. Summer's one of my busy times, and I cut back to wrestling a little bit. I really only participate in RAWF in the summertime. But, other than that, doing the show, and, like I said, I'm just thrilled. I'm speechless of how well this show has gotten over in our short time. I think this is only our seventh episode, and I just flabbergasted of how well. And I thought I was going to be a one time failure and all that. So,
B2B is also known as the asshole radio network because we only hire assholes. So welcome to the club.
Hey, I want to welcome on the line.
Oh, speaking. Wait. No, don't do that yet. Don't do that yet.
Okay.
Don't do that yet. Wait till later, because I'm going to get in trouble for this. So wait till later.
Oh, you talking about who we talked to earlier?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about who we talked to earlier.
No, I got somebody else on.
I just got to say right now, my company is better than RAWF anytime, any day of the week.
Ridley, which company there, Judgment?
Where else can you go to any company in WU, and I don't give a flying fuck about anybody being in there? Where else can you go into a company and get one match a week and steal titles that you don't deserve? Where else can you go to a company, which I will be posting my company right here, ladies and gentlemen. My company is about bankrupt. I need some help. Feel free to go in and donate to that company like y'all did last week. Donate some raffle bucks to my company because I need some money in that company. That company is an upcoming big company in RAW and Unstoppable, and I want to make it successful, but I need some money. So y'all just give me some money.
Judge, before you said before you said it was your company, I thought you were talking about my old friend the Death or Glory there for a second.
No, not DOG. This is my company. So get the word out. Go and donate to this company. Donate anything you can, $5, $1, whatever you want to donate to the company, because we need to keep it from going bankrupt and keep this company open, because this is a staple of RAW. This is a staple of Unstoppable.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Super Chris, that's what I call Clean Shepherd. I did see – you're right. I have to rephrase that. On B2B, I Know Truth, on his show, I do not mute or boot. I keep it 100, because first of all, your ass ain't going to out-talk me. And second of all, I want to hear the ignorance. I really do. I want to hear all the – we need to get some aggression back in this bitch. All this get-along gang shit to get on my nerves. But you're right there, Seth. My bad. I rephrase that. I've been put in check. Thank you, Queen.
What was the problem there, Truth?
Steph said in the chat there that when I said we don't mute or boot here on RAWF, she had to point out that there are some shows that we'll mute her at.
This is not one of them. The only thing I will tell you guys is, as of right now, which is going to be changing very, very soon, but it's only a one-hour show, so I do cut it off after 1 hour sometimes, but sometimes I go to the after hours, but I can promise you guys this, within the month, Money Talk will be going to a two-hour show, so there's some breaking news.
Oh, you
right
might have to extend the night, bruh.
Because
if you
want
to get the
night,
full
buddy.
Effect
yeah.
of having Truth on air with you and get that Truth bump, you might have to extend the night.
Oh, I kind of expected that. That's not a big deal.
I'm just saying, if you want the full effect of that Truth bump, you might have to extend.
Hey, Truth, you know who's out in the chat that I'd love to call in?
Who's that? Point him out.
Another Nevada boy. Todd, the number one Ace Wright.
You know what? I like Todd Wright. I really do. But, yeah, he don't call in as much as I like him to. He shows up in the chat.
No,
he don't
he
call
doesn't.
In as much. You're right. Get your ass in here. Get your ass in here or go. You know,
come
get
on,
your
Todd,
ass in
he
here,
said,
bro.
He said maybe.
Oh, come on, man. Look, okay. Tonight is a night that everybody has reached puberty. Let your nuts hang. Let your ovaries drop. Whatever the fuck. Get in here and get it on. We talking shit. Big shit. Matter of fact, Judgment, go ahead. Talk shit about somebody. Oh, I can imitate Judgment and talk shit about somebody, but it's more fun. It's funnier when he does it.
Who?
You.
You, bro.
I can't talk shit about people. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. Okay. So do me a favor. Go ahead and get off the phone and put Judgment on the phone, please.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
This one. Not Medea, Judgment. Come on, man.
Okay, Money Sue, come
I'm
on.
Saying, we need to have some fun. Let's talk some shit, people. Like, come on. This happy... yes, RAWF is a great company. Yes, Sue, Judgment, and the Truth are on the air, and it's a little scary, I understand. But let's talk some shit. Call
Listen,
in. Let's
I know.
Talk some shit.
I know. I know there's at least a handful of people that cannot stand Money Sue out there. Don't make me call you by name. Come on in. Talk some trash. Here's your time. Susie's away.
Exactly.
We can be mean. We can be nasty. Come on. Talk to you. You know who you are. You listen to the show as a guest every week. I'm talking to two people particularly. I'm talking to a male and a female. I will call you out by name. Call in. Let's hear what you got to say. Come on.
Oh, Nacho, that's not right. That's not right. It's funny, but it's not right. He said he needs a good cry. That's not right, but it's funny. You know, it's time to get it in. I mean, there's no, we don't need to be, you know what? I am the truth, and I hereby pardon anyone tonight. You have diplomatic immunity. You can call in and talk shit about anybody you want. I'm looking at names, and I know who you fuckers don't get along with. So I know you got beef with people. So come on, let's get it out there.
Yeah,
Rick,
come on,
or Ricky Hot Rocks, I know you're out there listening. Call in, buddy. Come on.
Well, if he get on and talk shit about people he got beef with, he'd be talking about like half of fucking Wrestling Unstoppable.
I don't know what you did, Money Sue, but you ran the guest off. You scared the guest away, buddy.
Yeah, because I know who they are, but they know who they are. Listen, I've been around for about 5 or 6 years now, and I've never asked anybody to be a fan of Money Sue. So there's some people that they want to get in their little groups and talk in the chat room and talk through messages, but they, like I said, Terrell said, you know, it's open mic night tonight. So.
You know what? Since it's open mic night tonight, and I'm going to get in trouble anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do something that's going to get me in so much trouble, but fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we would like to welcome you to the Vicious Truth edition of Money Talk. And since it's the Vicious Truth edition, truths don't play by the rules. And so I would like to introduce someone that you all know and love and mostly hate. Fuck it. Mr. Cujo Wolf, how you doing?
How the fuck are you, Truth?
I'm just sitting here trying to be incognito, bro.
Incognito, my brother. Incognito.
I am affirmative action in progress.
Right, right. Well, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, you and Judgment was nice enough to grace my show, Cujo's Crypt, with your presence. So I thought I would return the favor with this one, my friend, with all bullshit aside.
And we appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Since last time I interviewed you on your show last time, and you did the same thing for me. I appreciate that. I always get a little pop out of a Cujo Wolf interview. I'm going to ask Judgment. No, I'm going to ask Money Sue to interview. See, Money Sue, I'm taking blame for this. So could you go ahead and ask Cujo Wolf a few questions so that the fans out there can know what the fuck is going on in his world?
Absolutely. Cujo, Money Sue Herringbone here. I don't believe me and you have ever met. I'm glad you called in the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, sir. It's nice to meet you.
Good. Hey, you know, it's very simple. When I interview guests, especially first-time guests, this is a talk trash show. I've built my career on talking trash so far, and basically ask you, my first question to everybody is usually, who's the rival out there now? Who's the one person in this game that gets under your skin that you just want to destroy every time you see him, and why?
Radio Dragon Jamie G, because he was born a little tiny foreskin and grew up to be a complete and total fucking dick.
And that's the kind of answers we like here on Money Talk. Radio Dragon Jamie G. What's a little history behind that besides what you just gave us there?
No, he's just a fucking whiny-ass little bitch. You know, and he's the one that, you know, he'll fan you and shit, and then when you get a little match with him and you beat the shit out of little poor bastard, he'll defan you, and then he'll get on the feed and start talking shit, you know, like a little whiny bitch that he is. you know. So you know, he's pretty much the little whiny ass little fucking pussy bitch that everybody loves to hate, I guess. Who knows?
Anybody else out there you have some major beef with there too, Joe?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Nope, not at all.
No.
How about some companies? What's your companies of choice that you're most active in, and anything else you want to plug on the air? Go ahead. It's open mic night tonight, buddy.
Well, my main company is Island of Thundera. The radio network that I'm on is Catco Radio, and my show is called Cujo's Crypt. I'm on the air on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern for 2 hours of whatever comes to my wicked little mind. So that's pretty much
it. I tell you what, I wish I knew all these shows existed back when, before I had the little tiny money suits running around there, because after about 10 o'clock Eastern time, 11 o'clock Eastern time, I'm in the sack from chasing my little kids around all day. So, I've heard great things about your show, man. And like Terrell said, I have big respect for anybody that comes on here and simply just calls somebody out and tells them why. And you're welcome to call our show in anytime, even though she does own the network. You know, she has gave me permission on my show, so you're welcome to call in here and talk to us anytime you want. So.
Well, it's like me and Truth have talked many times before recently on my show that I don't have anything against anybody. You know, I left Wrestler Unstoppable back in 2013, 2014, and I recently came back about last January. I came back to the game and... But I don't have anything against anybody. What's the past was the past. It's under the bridge and all that other bullshit. It's just a game to me, you know. It entertains me. You know, if that's the best way to describe Wrestler Unstoppable. I was born and raised to get respect. You got to give respect. And once that respect is once you disrespect me, I wouldn't piss on you if you was on fire. if I had a 64 ounce fucking 7-Eleven thirst bucket in my hand and you're laying on the ground fucking twitching, going into convulsions and shit on fire, I would sit there and drink my 64-ounce fucking thirst bucket and watch your ass fucking burn.
There you have it. There you have it.
You know?
Yep.
Wait, I got somebody else calling in shortly that, I'm just letting my nuts hang this evening.
Is your naughty parts tingling, man? Is your naughty parts starting to tingle there a little bit?
Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, bring it on.
If Money Sue comes out missing and Susie Elf cuts me off the air for anything of Terrell shenanigans,
there's somebody else in queue, Money Sue. Can you bring them on? Can you bring them on? There's somebody else in queue.
I will bring them on. Give me 5 seconds here, guys. Who's your hangout? Thanks for calling. You're welcome anytime, buddy.
All right, I'm here,
okay,
man.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've just brought in our next caller, so tell her to identify yourself.
Me? Well, I'm Tank Girl. Who the hell are you?
What's up, Tank?
Hey, how's it going, man? Why you giggle, giggle? What's with the giggle, giggle?
Because you just came on my show, so do your fucking job.
I will do my motherfucking job. All right, folks, excuse my voice. Really fucking sucks tonight. But Welcome to the show. Sounds like a clusterfuck. I left my own show to be here. In the chat, we have Crypto Stu Mahler. We have Cujo. What's up, Cujo? Fred Starr, how you doing, Freddy dude? Guest number one. Guest number two. No fun for you. We have John the Revelator. Who's that rat? John the Revelator. Anyways, we also have Living Dead Girl Queen Steppers. Yes, I'm an SOA fan. We have Super Nacho, Todd Wright, and, oh, my goodness, Wrestling Mama, the hardest working woman in WU today. Ha. Oh, you're getting crypto. Do whatever you
think. Tank motherfucking girl is on the show. Look, you guys don't understand what the fuck is going on. The truth put up the truth signal. Tank Girl saw it, ended her own show to be a guest on Money Sue's show. Okay,
I didn't end it. I told them, boys, I'm out.
All right, if y'all don't know what unfuckwittable is, open your dictionary. There's a picture of me right there with a Newport in my hand and some Walmart wine. Holla at your boy.
That's funny.
I'm the shit. Hey, Tank Girl, what the hell have you been up to, sis? She dropped. She'll call back in.
We lost
Tank. People, woo. Look, Tank Girl, for those of you people who don't know Tank Girl, and most of you guys do know and hate Tank Girl, but Tank Girl was the official member. Her and along with Tookie were the essential member of my In Case of Emergency Bake Glass Club. If you don't know what that means, there are certain people in Wrestler Unstoppable that if your storyline ain't going too well, your company is fucking failing. If you break the glass and just say, Tank Girl, no one will blame you for it. They'll start jumping on her. So she's one of the official members in there.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Ricky's in there. Sue, you know you're in there. Suki from back in the day in there. Mini T's in there. If you want to go old school, Heat Raiders in there. Stallion's in there. I want to put Spicy McHaggis in there, but he's just too fucking funny. He's too cool to be hated on for too long. You know. But. Man, we had this is woo.
We got another caller. If we want to bring him on.
We'll bring whoever the fuck it is on.
I have never heard of this guy.
That's strange. His call. He told me who he was. So welcome to Money Talks. He said he is the Incredible Me.
What
Tim.
The fuck is going
What's
on?
Tim?
No, what's going on, brother?
Oh, holy shit. That's Tim. I call him Tim because we go way back. What's up, Tim? How you doing?
Fuck yeah, we do. I am fucking a badass individual, man. What the fuck else you expect?
I just know it's asshole night, so I thank you for being here, brother.
I have proudly embraced my assholeness. I was married to Stucky for a little bit. I gotta be at least a little bit of a jackass.
Trust me, you know I know the history, Playboy. You know I know the history. But since you're on here and this is no hold bars night, who the fuck you want to put on the spot, put some gasoline on their head and light their asses on fire and then throw some marshmallows? Who's in your line of sight?
I got you tonight. I mean, I ain't been drinking, so this ain't going to be my normal fuck you guys rant. but I got my sights on somebody now. This works out real nice because I came on to promote some shit. I got bored. I got sitting around. I had nothing to do, so I thought I'd make my own special call out. I don't know if y'all have seen the scene, but I called out Papa Shaker. We have a match coming up Saturday. Well, this Saturday in Fortune Ones. It's a one shot. As far as I know, right now it is a one shot deal. But between myself and Papa Shaker, we are putting 10 million coins apiece on the line. And
holy shit.
I'm giving it that big fight. Baby, I don't do nothing small, man. It's all big time. We are.
Now, let me ask a question. I know you got a match with him, and that's 20 million, a 20 million coin match? God damn. Let me ask you a question. What exactly do you plan on doing to one Papa Shaker?
I am going to beat that motherfucker from pillar to goddamn post. I'm going to make him call me daddy so goddamn many times. It ain't even funny. We have the only stipulation we set out is that this must end in more armbar, which is, means I'm going to break that motherfucker's shoulder. I did it spicy. I put that motherfucker on a shelf for 2 goddamn months. I'm going to do the same thing to Shaker.
Oh, shit.
What
do you think? So what is it about Shaker that you don't like?
Oh, no, honestly, straight up, this motherfucker and I have known each other. We came up, he's actually, as weird as it sounds for what I just said about him, he's actually a friend. We came up together. We started in the same company. We started in Fortune 1. We came up together. We done fought each other so goddamn many times. I didn't think there was another way to beat the shit out of each other, but we gonna find a way.
There you go. I appreciate that. Before you people, do you guys hear what's going on? Tim called in. He has a match with somebody. He told about the match. He gave details. He said what he's going to do to the person. You know? He didn't call in and say, oh, I hate them. And not give me shifts, not give me reasons. He just said, you know what's going on. This is how you do this shit. Right. I'm calling in here crying about, well, I don't like this person because they defamed me. Or I don't like this person because they're an inbox stalker. Or cut all that junior high mean girl bullshit out. Get some aggression. Come on, people.
We're wrestlers. This is what we do. We get in the ring. We beat the dog shit out of each other. This time, I'm going to break that motherfucker's shoulder. I'm going to tear his goddamn shoulder out of his motherfucker. I'm going to tear his arm out of his goddamn socket. I'm going to smile while I'm doing it.
I'm glad you're doing it now, not next month, because if you did it next month, Obamacare wouldn't cover him. So good for you.
We have an entire undercard built up for this match. If you give me just a moment, allow me to promote so that, because I want everybody in Unstoppable to be watching their TV as we beat the fuck out of each other.
Did you hear what I did? When did you get here? Did you hear what I said earlier? If your company and you say it's a really good company, I have 2 open company slots. If I come to your company and you say it's a really good company and I sit there for, you know, I sit there for a good month. And if I find out it sucks, I'm going to come back on air and talk about it.
We ain't positive we're opening up the company yet, but for one night at least, we're opening up the doors. Yeah, for at least one night, we're opening up the doors and we're letting a bunch of people just come in and beat the shit out of each other. At the moment, give me a moment. I'm just looking through the scene. I would post the link in the seat in your chat, but I can't see the chat off of what I'm working with right now.
Do you have DM privileges?
Of course I do.
Okay, so like I said, tell me the name of the company. Hype it up real quick. Tell me what's good about it. Send me an invite. I will come sit and get fully involved for a little while. And if it's great, I'll come back on air and say it's great. If it sucks, I will do the same thing and come back on air and say it's
I will. The company I'm repping is Fortune One's Wrestling Academy. If y'all ain't heard of it, we've been off and on. At one time, we were the place, short of No Limit Wrestling, we were the place to do this. I only say that because I was the GM owner, blah, blah, blah. I done everything. It's my home company. It's where we came up in. I'm not entirely positive we're reopening the doors, but for one night, for at least Saturday night, we are reopening the doors, and we're having a group of people just come in and beat the fuck out of each other. At the moment, give me just one moment, and I will list you off the card and see if this catches your interest. At the moment, we have...
One moment. Okay, I'm listening.
At the moment, we have Chaos Bob Haley, who is, if you all don't know who he is a 5-time Instant Match champion, when Instant Match champion used to mean something, when it wasn't just all beating shit out of each other.
We don't know him.
Money Shoes, Money Shoes here, and Money Shoes is an 18-time Instant Match champion, won Instant Matches best time. So you got to do a little bit better than that.
I'm a 7-time fucking Instant Match champion. Just all right.
He's actually pulling double duty. He is fighting We are dragging Matt Piledriver out of retirement. Motherfucker been gone for about 3 years. He is coming back just to fight tonight. He is also fighting Dabu, whatever the fuck he's calling himself now. We'll just go with Dabu or Jobu or however the hell he is. He's fighting Dabu in a more armbar match, which is again what I do to Taker. Haley's gonna do to Jobu. For our lady, for our diva fight, we have the wild child Reba May fighting Starlight. Fuck. Yeah, give me a minute. I'm trying to read through my scene to see what I have confirmed and can actually announce. We drug Brooks' old ass out of retirement. We have a couple match options for him. We ain't so positive what we're going to fight, who he's going to fight yet. Right now, I believe he's going to fight Hot Rock, but I ain't so positive on that one.
Okay.
All right. God damn it. I should have been far more motherfucking organized than I am. We have Double Freaking A. He is fighting, I don't know. We've been calling him Corson. Give me a minute. I can tell you what his actual. Oh, K Rock. In a tables match. And then there's more coming. I just don't know who it is yet. But none of that matters.
Right.
But honestly, none of the undercard shit matters. All that matters is I am going to fuck Papa Shaker up.
All right. Well,
I'm
you know what?
Go ahead.
Finish, sir. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
I was going to say, I am going to beat him. I'm going to destroy him. And that'll be worth it. And I'm gonna walk away with 10 million of his motherfucking coin.
Okay.
I will leave him in a ring spent, broken, crying.
Okay, well, check it out. I don't know if you've been on any of my shows recently, but I just came back. And I'm helping Sue out tonight, so I won't be doing the Vicious Truth after this, because that'll be a long time on the fucking radio, and I ain't got that much ignorance in me. But
right.
On my show, normally I have this little segment that I do called... my thing isn't working. Sue, I need you to go down to the Vicious Truth stuff on the soundboard, and there's a nice little sound clip called "You Are an Idiot." I need you to find that for me.
Okay.
Once you find it, let me know. Other than that, well, I appreciate, you know, you calling in there, Tim. That's cool of you. I appreciate Tank Girl calling in. And all you motherfuckers that haven't called in, what you scared of? We can't actually hurt you. So you can call in.
Right. I made judges cry on the air before, so I don't know. I might hurt some feelings.
No, let me
tell you something right now. Look here. The only thing you made me cry over is the fact that you can't do anything on your own, that I've had to carry you since day one of meeting you.
Oh, Judgy, come on now. You know damn well better than
you.
I tell you over and over and over again, Judgy, for all you
have
so
carried you more than I have carried you more than truth carrying people's radio shows for. Now, I tell you what you're going to do. When you go and you claim you can face Papa Shaker, and if you win Papa Shaker, I tell you what you do. You take that 20 million coins, come see me then, and I'll put 20 million coins up, and we'll have a 40 million coin match, because I don't think you have it in you to win that match.
Why do you want me to embarrass you like that again? I mean, I don't understand why you want to embarrass yourself again like that. And all I'll say is now chance to growing up.
I'm giving you the chance. All I'm hearing from you is a lot of chit chat talks. I'm giving you the chance. After you, if you can beat Papa Shaker, bring that 20 million on over. Because I can give you a loan like I did before. If you need money, I can give you a loan.
Judge, I got more money than I can spend in it.
Rubber made nut.
Yeah, my plastic nut is famous. I've got my plastic nut. It is finally paid in full. So I tell you what you do.
I don't know why
you beat Shaker. You beat Shaker. Bring that 20 million over here and put it up against me for another 20 million chance. And I'll face you FBW rules backyard alley fight, and you ain't gonna be. And I'll take your money, and I'll give you some money back so you won't be broke, so you can buy your popsicle when the ice cream truck runs down the road.
I will take that fight all day, Judge, because you ain't beat me. And years we've been fighting each other, you ain't beat me yet, son. I will drag your old I will drag your old ass from one end of that ring to the other, and I won't think twice about it. I won't even break a sweat beating on you, boy.
I might let you wash my clothes when you get through.
Oh, my goodness.
It's cute that you think that, Judge. I mean, I appreciate that you've been hitting the head so many times that clearly the delusions are taking over for you. But you should probably stop now before your mouth is writing checks your ass can't possibly cash.
Well, I threw
okay,
it out
hold
there.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Before jumping. Before we let you two, you know, okay, people, this is how it works. I'm going to say something. And then after I get done saying what I say, the host here is going to play that clip. This is how this works. You ready? If you have been afforded the opportunity to put your shows on a radio station for a very long-ass time, and then you have a falling out, and you decide to bite the hand that has been feeding you for so long, then hit the button.
You are an idiot.
And that's how that works. Judgment, your turn.
If you are a wrestler and you call yourself T.I.M.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
Right, Jim,
I need to add that sound bite to my station, man.
Hell yeah, you do. It's a good one. It's a good one.
I need to add that to my show, and I will definitely give you props, Truth. Definitely.
You know what? Since you want to add it, go ahead. You got your own version. Go ahead. Give us something so Sue can play the sound clip.
Well, right now, I've got my own little version on that. It's Terrence and Phillip from South Park, Uncle Fucker.
Okay, but here we're gonna play with my sound clip now. So if you have one for us, go for it. If not, we'll let Tim go and then we'll come back to you. Okay, one of y'all go.
Oh, all right.
What am I doing?
My turn.
Go ahead.
I was being polite. I will say if you are as old as Judgment, slow as Judgment, and clearly taking too many hits as Judgment has, and think you stand a snowball chance in hell in the ring with me, hit that sound.
Okay, I got one.
Make it happen.
If you are playing Wrestler Unstoppable, and if you are a dude that is playing Wrestler Unstoppable, and you are flirting with some fucking cartoon titties.
You are an idiot.
Wait, I got another one. Here's my favorite one. If for some reason you host a blog talk show and you ain't in Truth Good Graces, and you think you are as good as you
are an idiot. You are an idiot.
Wait a minute. You need to play the version that they only released in Japan. Hit it one more time.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
You are listening to the B2B Network. That's Back to Basics, meaning we get back to motherfucking basics. Ain't nobody getting their belt stolen or getting hit over the head. You know, ain't no God modding, ain't no bullshit like that. Okay? We just keeping it real and keeping it hella hyper aggressive. That's what we do here. And you know what? If you can't get down with this type of show, if, you know, your feelings are getting hurt, we have refreshments for you. I want you to have a slice of fuck you and a tall glass to kill yourself and get the fuck out of my chat.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And, that's my kind of attitude right there, man.
To Judgy, I will say this, and I will say this only one time. In truth, you may be the only motherfucker out there who will appreciate these lines. Judgy, I am the meanest. I am the prettiest. I am the baddest motherfucker go down around this town.
Did you find that soundbite? I got that. I got that soundbite. Who's the master? I got that soundbite.
And by the end of it, you will call me master.
Don't
man,
know.
I will hit you with my plastic nut.
When I say who's the master, you say so enough. Who's the master?
So enough.
You see, Tim, here's the thing. You might think you're the master, but
right
the big
there.
Thing is, but the thing is, Tim, you may think you're the master. I will hit you with my plastic nut, and you will cry, and then I'll sit there and take your coins. Because, I mean, like I said, Tim, I have carried you time and time and time and time. I've carried you more than Amadeus carries his gray hair. But it just, you've got to be somebody, Tim. You've got to reach deep down inside of you and say, I am somebody. I am loved. I am special. I can do it. And then maybe you can
No, that's not what you do. You look in the mirror and you say, I'm smart. I'm funny. I can wrestle. And gosh darn it, people like me.
Yes, gosh darn it.
And then you go back. And then you go back down. You go back down to your van by the river and shut the fuck up.
You say, gosh darn it, I can wrestle.
Yeah, gosh darn it, I can wrestle. I am the shit. My right index finger is stronger than a motherfucker.
No, it's like. But Tim, I give you credit, Tim. You can fight. You can fight. You can fight more than buckshot out of a wet paper bag. But I mean, you can actually do it. You can fight harder than Bruce Ditmore trying to get into the Hall of Fame. So you actually do pretty good.
You know what? Speaking of Hall of Fame people, look, Hall of Fame people, if you're out there. God damn it, I'm the baddest motherfucker on this air. And Blog Talk has done a lot to accentuate this game here. And you motherfuckers ain't put me in the Hall of Fame yet? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Let go of the dude sitting next to you's nuts and pay attention to the real talent. All right, that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. You don't have a radio show Hall of Fame wing in the Hall of fucking Fame? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? We've all won hundreds of titles. We've all talked shit LFE. We've all joined scenes, and we've all had great storylines. Motherfucker, there's only a few of us that can do what the fuck I do. Open your eyes and see the real talent, or just kiss my ass. I don't know. You pick one.
Truth.
Sir,
I got a question for you.
I got three answers. Which one do you want?
Well, I want this answer right here. So, if I was hosting the show by myself here, would it be something that made you proud? Because this is my first time messing with the equipment like this. So, if I were to say, if you have anything to do with the Blog Talk Radio Hall of Fame, and Thrilla Tooth Johnson has never even been considered.
You are an idiot.
I really
what?
Fucking
not
like that
making,
shit.
You know what? Not having me in the Hall of Fame is like starting the game and not having Joe Jabba as your first match. Starting the
you
game
know,
is like that. You're not a no. That's like you not being a fan of Brent Seder. You feel me?
I actually forgot. You know, I actually forgot. Money Sue is here.
Well, I told you guys, I was surrounded by Terrell the Truth tonight. I was going to let him do his thing, and you know, that's I'm a rookie on this show, hosting the show, and sometimes you just got to sit back and let you legends do your thing here. So.
Well, you know what? I don't have access to the sound clips. I need you to find another sound bite for me. It's called Truth Court. When you find that, let me know.
Yeah,
I got some shit I want to get off my chest. Truth Court.
I will. But between the people begging to be on the Hall of Fame, Lately Truth, I will give you have a legitimate claim. Unlike, you know, that other retard.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not hating on the people that get into the Hall of Fame because the way they do it, people have to come in and vote for you, yada, yada. I'm not hating on that. I'm just saying there's an aspect of this game, of this WU universe, that everybody acknowledges, yet they pretend like it doesn't exist. And I think the reason they pretend like it doesn't exist is because none of them that are on the committee have the chop to do what I do. Shot fired. Just saying.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to split. I got people to do, places to see and all that shit, man. But I want to invite everybody to Cujo's Crypt Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Everybody's okay. Welcome, man. Everybody's welcome.
All right, do me a favor. You might have to holler at your bosses at the network because I might be looking for a job. So... Go ahead and do that.
I appreciate
you being here, though.
I got you, Truth. Cujo's Crypt, Catco Radio Network. Everybody's welcome, man. Come hang out, party with me, you know, and just have a good time. Truth and Judgment, both of you have been on the show before, you know, and you guys seem to have enjoyed yourselves somewhat.
Yeah, okay.
That was a good show. Mm-hmm. But I kind of dig that you are an idiot thing, man. I'm going to have to add that to my show because that's some cool shit.
It is,
man.
You can do so much with it because it fits so many people.
Oh, you have no idea.
I have a good idea. That's why I downloaded it.
If you are playing Wrestler Unstoppable and you are not only in love with some cartoon titties, when these cartoon titties is actually a dude with a female character.
Oh, God. I think he's looking for another sign box, so he ain't going to give it to you right now, but I know where you're going with that.
Wait, you know where I'm going
people,
with that.
Do you people know how you can tell when it's a dude that's the manager of a female? You can always tell because they have a fucked up name like Steel Vagina.
Jessica Fulber.
Or what's the old school one? Chlamydia. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no female out there calling herself Steel Vagina because that shit sounds uncomfortable.
Crypto just proved my fucking point. Crypto just proved my fucking point right there. Crypto answered his own fucking question. Crypto answered his phone fucking question.
Hey, don't take it personally, Crypto. Don't take it personally.
I don't take nothing personal. He's like, Cujo, if you are a grown man playing Facebook games about being an imaginary wrestler, then what's so wrong with cartoon titties? I never said there was nothing wrong with cartoon titties. Hell, my favorite cartoon titties of all time, ladies and gentlemen, is Jessica fucking Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit
got some tig old bitties, boy, let me tell you.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt real quick. Money,
we got 6 minutes going. Go ahead and play my sound clip, Sue. Play my sound clip.
Is it the People's Court?
Yeah, that one. That'll work, too. Hear ye, hear ye, come one fall. Step into the stand is Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and to get in somebody's ass? I do. All right, cut it. Cut it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, assholes, and bitches of all flavors. It's your boy Terrell Truth Johnson with a public service announcement. some of y'all are getting a little too big for your britches. Some of y'all ain't as talented as you think you are. Some of y'all, quite frankly, need to shut the fuck up. Because there are people like Truth and Judgment and Sue, Cujo, Wrestling Mama, Bubs, Susie the Elf. Oh, wait a minute, Mordrin, around that are on a mission. And some of y'all getting a little fly with the mouse. So I'm letting you know right now, today, at whatever the fuck time it is, keep playing, and we gonna make your life really hard. There are far too many of them. Now, you might call it a gang mentality, whatever, but if we ain't fucking with you, don't fuck with us. If we're keeping the shit behind the scenes, don't go on a radio show and start talking shit. Because all you're going to do is get yourself hurt. That's it. And I'm going to be quite honest. Luckily, Truth had some other shit to do yesterday. Because I would have made you unplug, log off, and break your fucking laptop if I was there. You know what the fuck I'm talking to? Cut shit. You know what the fuck I'm talking to? Cut shit, shut your mouth, and keep it moving. You said you wanted to keep it moving, keep it moving.
Truth, you can't do that.
No, I'm doing it. Fuck that. I'm doing it.
You gotta say the name.
Okay, Hollywood Brick, Rick Brutal, keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Just keep it moving. You said you're done with it. I've said my piece. You said you're done with it. Be done with it. Keep it fucking moving. Keep it fucking moving, because if I hear one more word come out of your mouth, I'm going to make it hard for you, and you damn sure know you do not want it.
Yeah.
Little
Truth,
Truth said you don't want it.
I want to cut you off real quick, Truth. We're running out closer to the four-minute mark. I'm going to bring somebody on the air, and I'd like you to do this interview if you don't mind.
Go for it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Todd, the number one Ace Wright.
Todd, the number one Ace Wright. Mister, I'm in everybody's chat, but barely on the fucking air. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, no, see, okay, hold on. I hear you, but you either need to put some bass in your voice or switch your cell plan. So we're going to try this again. Todd the Ace Wright, what the fuck is going on?
Same old shit. What the fuck's going on with you, Truth?
I'm just in here giving somebody else a show the truth bump. You know how it goes.
Yep.
You know how it goes. What the fuck have you been up to, my brother?
Same old shit. Just trying to win some titles.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Since it is aggressive night, who the fuck is pissing you off, why are they pissing you off, and why you have the opportunity here, go ahead and talk some shit about it.
Money Sue. No. He's been pissing me off for 4 years now.
Well, you know what?
Like hurt.
I did.
So go ahead.
I tell you what, Truth. I moved out of Las Vegas so he could finally get a girl, because every time I was in Vegas, he couldn't get laid to save his life because they all came on the Money Sue.
Yep. That's why. I beat your ass and kick you out of Vegas.
Oh, God. You guys are funny. Y'all are funny.
You're not, Truth. What are you talking about? Truth, hold on. Is it me?
I'm never next. I'm never next. If I'm on somebody's shit list, I'm at the very top. Trust me.
The truth?
I'm first
truth.
And foremost.
Truth, is it me or when Money Sue and Todd talk? Whenever you hear Money Sue and Todd talking, is it just me or is it like Wham got back together?
You know what? I have no problem with it as long as they wake me up before they go.
Thank you.
We only got like a minute left. You on B2B. You know what we do. You know who we are. You know where the best shows are. If you get a chance, hit up Cujo Wolf on Friday night. Come back here next week. You know what I'm saying? Show up for happy hours. I'm sorry, not happy hours. Show up for after hours on Saturday. Show up for after hours on Saturday. We got it going on, people. We got it going on. This is B2B. Come on. If you ain't fucking with us, you masturbating. You fucking yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We still got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sue. Go ahead and talk them out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, what a show tonight. Probably one of my favorite radio shows that I've ever been a part of tonight. Big shout out to everybody that called in. Big shout out to Terrell the Truth Johnson for being here. Hopefully Susie does not can him and beat the hell out of me next week. Thank you for Judgment for calling in. To Joe, everybody else that called in, join us here next Wednesday night. Hopefully we're still here. And you know what? This show was so good. Make sure you play back, listen to this show again. And Terrell taught you how to talk the trash tonight. And great show. Quit being coward, quit being guest, and we'll see you guys all later. Thanks for calling in. See you next week on Money Talk.
Peace.
All right, we're in the after, we're in the after party now.
That was fun.
That was all
hell
right.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's been a while since I got to see the Douglas from.
What's up?
Hey,
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys letting me be on your show tonight, man. That was
no, anytime, cool. Man. Anytime.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Like you said, water under the bridge, and that's how I live my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of haters in the chat, in your little chat. There are a lot of people that dislike me for shit from like years ago. But you know what? I don't give two shits to the Curly about that shit anymore, man.
If you don't have haters while you're doing this, you ain't doing something right.
Absolutely.
Dude, I got
to get somebody out there in that wrestling world who hates you, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, hey, that's
Truth,
right. That's right.
Truth, I'm going to take off. I'm going to put the little ones to bed, man. But thanks for everything. It was an honor, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, bud. Have a good night.
I'll end this up in a minute.
Take your time, buddy.
Later, Monty.
But the funny thing is, Elf knows me. She ain't gonna really fire me. Elf knows how I get down. She knows how I get down. I'm bringing as many assholes on as I can. We don't need none of this. No disrespect to anybody else's show that does a little differently than me. To each his own. But this ain't Sesame Street. We get
right.
So now we in the after party, right? What the hell?
Nope. Yes, we are
talking about Truth.
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
What's the beef with Hollywood?
Oh, Hollywood decided to lose his fucking mind, so I decided to put him back in his place.
Well, see, I haven't really paid. You might want to fill me in later if you want, but. I really paid a whole lot of attention to what's going on.
It'll be funnier if Judgment fills you in. Go ahead, Judge.
Okay, basically, I conned him out of a title, and he got pissed.
He went on Facebook with that shit.
Dude, he went on Facebook, Skype, he went everywhere. And basically, he had it in his mind that we was conspiring against him for some unknown reason. He was crying last night on air. He actually, when Griffith and Mordred and Susie and Bubs got through with him, he was actually crying. You could hear him. It was like when your grandmother hit you with an extension cord. It was like.
What show? I didn't hear the show last night.
Go back and listen to his radio show. But he lies about stuff. He tried to make up a lie, and basically. It came down between me and him in a title match. I told him block move. I was going to, because he was going to throw the match to me, and we was going to, and I had Morgan and a few other people there with me. We had in the thing block move backbreaker, and that's what I told him. I was going to, you know, he was going to run into a backbreaker, and I was going to win that way. But no, he went ahead and I gouged out. So basically, he screwed himself. And then he got mad because he says that I done it. And I said, look, dude, you're talking to the guy who bought Russell Bucks for Skittles on the feed one night.
I remember that. That was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell do you think you're going to do now?
I don't know what that company was that you put me in 6 months ago, Judge, but it said I'm a Raider lover. With Raiders moving to Vegas, I'm fucking hating it now even more.
Fuck that. Fuck that. We need them here. Come on, dog. We need the Raiders here because, god damn it, some of these teenagers need jobs, and the concession stands will be a good place for them to get a fucking job.
Oh, I know. It's a good thing, but being a Bronco, I can't hang with it.
Well, I mean, y'all did
one
of the greatest quarterbacks of all
time
to get a Super Bowl.
Judge is going to fucking make a scene or something and say that, because everybody knows I'm a Bronco lover. He's going to fucking put that shit out when they finally move here. Say, look, God,
that's
converted.
Okay.
Hey, man, I don't judge, but what you do in your private time, I'm pretty sure bestiality is still legal, bro.
No. we ain't talking that.
No, I got you, man. I would prefer to have an expansion team. Look, I would prefer to have an expansion team. I really would have. But since, you know, Oakland fans are fucking fanatic, they'll come to Vegas. It'll be just fine.
Oh, I know they will.
It ain't that far down the road.
We already got a lot
of but it's a totally different world, though. If you've been to Oakland or San Fran and you come to Vegas, it's not the same. The Metropolitan Police Station is not letting those Oakland Raider fans do what they did in Oakland. Trust me, they were whooping up in the stands.
Metro
was not playing
that shit. Metro ain't having it. You know that for sure. Metro ain't having that shit.
You will see on national television fans getting the shit
all
beat out of
this weekend.
Okay, here, dude. I can't wait for him to get here, man. We're gonna do it right.
All right, guys. I got to split, man.
All right,
I gotta go,
man. I'm gonna get up out of here. Also, I appreciate you guys. Listen, I appreciate Cujo calling in. I appreciate you letting me fucking host with him. But you know, this has been the B2B Network. It's Money Talks. Listen next week. It'll probably be funnier and even better. Holla at the boys.
Well, I hope you guys, I do hope to see you guys on Cujo's Crib Friday night. And Truth, if you need a job, I got your back, brother.
All right, Playboy. Peace out.
All right, man. Later on.
There you go.
Oh, fuck yeah.